107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Always great to check in with Stratford Public Library, and it's a time again for the Queer Book of the Month Club with Stratford Pride Community Center. Melanie Kinderchuk with Stratford Public Library is on the line. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Jamie.
Well, we are officially into May. My goodness, early May, and we've already got our selection for the Queer Book of the Month. What have you selected for us?
Today I chose a Canadian book. It is a collection of six short stories that focuses on the life stories of queer women in Toronto.
Okay, and what's the title of the book?
It is called Swimmers in Winter. It's by Faye Gunther, and I think it is her first actual collection of published short stories.
Okay, I know it's, you know, spring and we're thinking about summer, but it's called Swimmers in Winter, and I know you have a review for us, so take it away.
Yes. This collection, it has six stories in it, and it moves in time from just after World War II all the way to an apocalyptic future. And the stories are collected in three pairs. Each two stories references the same characters from a different perspective, and all of the stories investigate all the shades of relationships between women. This is a literary collection. It's focused on both character and place, and readers who enjoy thoughtful writing focusing on the more internal experiences of characters will probably be drawn in by this book. Especially if they are already familiar with Toronto, they'll enjoy all the references to the city. The writing here is really lyrical, it's quiet, it reveals the lives of really very ordinary women. Starts out in the 40s with some musicians who are experiencing police raids on gay bars. Then it shares a contemporary love triangle among some waitresses. And it finishes up with a story about a soldier who is coming back from Afghanistan, followed by the story of her descendant three generations later. This book ranges widely in time, even while the setting of Toronto stays mainly the same. And the experiences and feelings of these women don't change much over the decades, however, from trying to survive a hostile social milieu in the 40s to trying to survive a hostile future, each pair of women reveals similar themes. So I found this was an unusual collection. It's pretty short, but it looks at everyday working-class queer women, and it uses a subdued tone. It's slower-paced, but the stories are memorable, and these characters, I think, will stick with you.
And again, it's called Swimmers in Winter, and it's six stories, or six short stories. And for you, Melanie, did it work? Is that type of a narrative? It seems like it takes kind of a historical a line to it, if you will.
It does. I was actually surprised by how much I liked it, because often I find short stories, people don't enjoy them as much because, it's not a novel. But I found this one, it really carries the themes over all the short stories. And the characters, really, you just want to follow them. They're really interesting characters. You want to see what happens to all of them.
And fascinating that it's a Canadian book. So again, Toronto focus or Toronto memories, too.
Very Toronto-centric, and I think anyone who knows even the slightest part of Toronto will really enjoy that part of it.
All right. It's called Swimmers in Winter, and how can people get access to the novel?
We have it in only in paper, and it is at the library in the fiction section under the author's name, and it's available now.
So good old physical copies, then.
That's right.
I love it. It's our Queer Book of the Month Club, again, with Stratford Public Library and Stratford Pride Community Center. And Melanie, let's talk about some of the great partnerships happening with Stratford Public Library.
All right. Well, we just wanted to let people know that we have some new partnerships with organizations in the community that you can access right through the library. So we have a settlement worker who is in once a week. We have also a career counselor through Partners in Employment, who also is in once a week, and we have a social worker who is in an afternoon. So the times you can find specifically for each one on our website, of course. You're welcome to come in and take advantage of those visitors who have all of the skills and knowledge that you might need. And also be sure to check out our website for upcoming programming throughout the summer. And you can also find now our newsletter right on the website, available to download directly.
Perfect. Again, the website, splibrary.ca. Melanie Kinderchuk with all of the details. And Melanie, just before we let you go, we were chatting with James Colbeck just recently for his exhibit of his illustrations at Stratford Public Library, and great to see you in the photo. And we can also extend our congratulations. We understand you are the recipient of a Ontario Public Library Association Award. Is that right?
That is, thank you very much. It's the Adult Leadership and Readers Advisory Award, which basically just means we love to connect people with a book that they are in the mood for, and it's something that we train specially for. We're glad to help anyone at any time.
Well, congratulations on that, Melanie. Well-deserved, again, for that award. And, again, congratulations. Again, with Stratford Public Library, get connected with this community so much. Check out the partnerships and the upcoming programs and so much more. Melanie Kinderchuk with Stratford Public Library and Stratford Pride Community Center with our Queer Book of the Month for May. Melanie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And congratulations. Yeah, just saw that just before our...